Hello.
Hello, good morning. Is it possible to speak to Lee?
Hey, this is Lee.
Fantastic, Lee. It's just then giving you a call from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the inquiry you made to look into your time in care in Scotland, if you remember, you know, in the children's home.
Yeah.
So it's just to get that started and get the ball rolling, really. It sounds a good time for you.
Yeah,
no worries. So I need to go through a couple of questions with you, Lee, like, say, get an understanding about, you know, what you went through in your time in care, of course, and just some other details about the case. The great news about these claims, Lee, at the moment is the average refund is around £45,000, okay?
Right.
Now, just to confirm, Lee, I've got your name here as Lee White, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep. I've got an email for you. The email address is Leezy, L-E-I-G-H-Z-Y, 32@icloud.com, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, fantastic. And, of course, the mobile number we're speaking to you on, is this your mobile number, Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, great stuff. Can you just confirm for me, Lee, your date of birth, please?
18979.
Fantastic. And just your door number and postcode where you currently live.
It's number one, and it's F for Freddy, K for Kilo, 1.
Yep.
F-I, 4JG, 4J for Gillette,
4JG. Perfect. Now that's loading up on our system. Let's have a quick look. It's showing us Car Moors Drive, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay.
Yeah, and it's number one, yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic, no problem at all. So let's just make a note of this. Bear me a second. And just confirm with yourself again there, it's FK14JG. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Great stuff. Now, I'm going to ask some questions in a moment about, you know, your parents and siblings and things like that. The reason we do this, basically, is when your time in care was maybe, you know, 100,000 people called Lee White in England. So what we need to do is narrow it down to yourself. First of all, Lee, have you ever been known by any other names, first or second?
No.
No? No worries. And who is your local GP surgery at the moment, Lee?
It's Camlin Medical Practice.
Camlin?
Camlin, C-A-M-E-L-O-N.
Perfect, fantastic medical practice. And what are your parents' names, my love?
My dad is called Alexander White.
Yep.
And my mum's called Christine White.
Christine. Okay, fantastic. And do you know where you lived before you went into care?
Yeah, I lived the same address, but number 52.
Ah, so number 52 Carmers Road?
Yeah, Carmers Drive.
Ah. Does your mum still live there by any chance?
She just moved.
Oh, I was going to say, I bet that was nice and easy for you, having your mum on the same street as you. Doesn't sound bad, to be honest. So I never need any kind of, you know, bits for the house, just nip straight down and grab it. Okay. Yeah. Have you got any brothers or sisters at all, Lee?
Yeah, I have three sisters.
And what are their names, my love?
Paula is the oldest, then there's Kelly, then there's Laurie.
Perfect. And what age was you when you went into care? How old was you, roughly?
13. 13 till I was just before 16.
Yeah. Okay. Using that till you're 16, did you say?
Yeah, just before my 16th birthday. It kind of kicks me out.
Yeah, no, they do. We had that a lot, to be fair. And do you know what children's home it was you was in for those 3 years?
I was in a couple. I was in foster care as well. I was in Tullabuddy Children's Home. And I was
How are you spelling that one, sorry?
T-U-L-L-I. B-O-D-Y. Tullabuddy.
U-L-O-I. Okay. And was the abuse that happened in there at all?
Yeah, they were
very nice to me. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll narrow it down to the ones that he did face abuse in. So Tullabuddy's one of them. Any of the other ones you faced abuse at all, or was he okay?
No, I wouldn't say the other one was as bad as that one, eh? That one.
Yeah.
The other children someone was in wasn't as bad as that.
Yeah. And how long would you say he was in Tullabuddy for?
Yeah, I was in a couple of times, like, I was in there, and then they sent me to another children's home, and then they sent me home, and then they sent me back to Tullabuddy. So I was in and out Tullabuddy maybe two or three times.
Yeah, okay. Now, Lee, we've just asked this question, so if, for example, something was to happen to you, God forbid it does, and you're not here to collect the compensation, we get it for you, who would you like your beneficiary be to handle the money on your behalf?
Yeah, that would be my son.
And what's his name there, Lee?
Jack Anderson.
Jack Anderson. Do you have a telephone number for Jack at all?
I do. It's in my phone if you give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, no problem, go for it.
At 07 312 624 6688.
Perfect, not a problem. So like I say, we will only contact him if something was to happen to you. If not, we'll just give you a call, Lee, anyway.
Yeah.
Now, Lee, what was the reason why you got placed into care? What was the actual reason?
I just never got home with my mum and dad, eh? It was just like, there was, we lived in a two-bedroom house. There was four children. We all shared the same bedroom. I just didn't go home with my family, eh? I was kind of like a black sheep.
Yes, no, exactly the same here, to be fair. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I was always the naughty one, but I suffer with ADHD, so I was always the centre of attention. I always wanted to be, anyway.
Well, I think I'm happy about that, but I was never diagnosed with that, eh?
Yeah, no, a lot of people say the same, to be fair, because, like I say, it's something that, you know, when you're young, especially when we were young, it just got seen as maybe you was a naughty kid.
Aye,
you know,
that's
ADHD weren't really a big thing, was it?
Really, you weren't diagnosed
yet. Yeah, that's it. You just got seen as a very hyperactive kid. Now, Lee, do you use WhatsApp on your mobile at all?
No, I've not got WhatsApp.
No. Because for the claim, there is two things we do require. Now, it would be either proof, either a driving licence or passport or bus pass, so one of those, and
right.
A letter just to show where you live, or you can just send three letters where you live. You don't always need to send ID, just need to prove it's you, okay?
I do have a passport, but it's not in date. Is that be all right?
It wouldn't. So what you'd be best off doing is just take a picture of three, you know, like letters, like, for example, a gas bill, bank statement maybe, or...
Neighbor.
Yeah, anything at all. Like I said, as long as it's dated in the last 3 months, so you can take a picture of any of them. Would
right,
you be sending that by email by any chance? Would that where it would be coming from?
Yeah, I could send that when I get in for work today.
Perfect, not a problem. Okay, now what we need now, Lee, is just obviously a little quick statement of what happened when you was in Tullabody. So when I was placed into Tullabody Children's Home, what was the kind of things that was happening there? Was it like, you know, physical, mental abuse? Or what?
There was no physical. The more like the stranger. Like, there was one time, it was the summer holidays, and it was the first day of the summer holidays, and they just kind of restrained me for the first 7 weeks. I was on the floor for 7 weeks. Basically, for the minute I got up in the morning, I was just seen as a problem, and the minute that I kind of done something that was right, I got restrained and put on the floor, and I had like... adults sitting on top of me for 24 hours a day for 7 weeks.
Oh, that's not good. That's cool.
I can't, like, put my arms up my back because
it
restrained me that much that they just didn't go very far, eh?
Yep.
So I've just kind of...
Yes. Still, I'm going to write that. This affects me to this day as I'm unable... moment there.
And there was another time that was the actual, I think she actually got sacked for this. I was kind of shouting and that, and she jumped on top of my bed and chucked her, put soaks in my mouth to shut me up. She kind of like...
What in your mouth? What did she put in your mouth, sorry?
Socks.
Okay. Put socks in my mouth. Yeah, you probably would. I mean, that's... You're not going to be able to struggle to breathe, really, with a pair of socks in your mouth, right?
I think she was just like, she said she'd had enough of me and basically just shoved socks in my mouth. But I think she got in trouble for that.
Yeah. And was any like any mental abuse from any of the staff? Would they ever shout at you? Would they ever call your name?
We got shouted at all the time.
Yep.
Some of them were nice. I'm not going to say they were all like that, but some of them weren't very nice.
I'll back that down. Some of the staff were actually nice, but most... Okay, perfect. So that's your statement, so that's fine. So that's all we need in regards to that. Because it shows... Because all we need to prove, really, Ellie, we don't really need to prove the actual abuse. We just need to prove that you was in the children's homes at the time you said so, that you was in there during the period. Okay. Now, we can get that anyway from the local authority when we do, obviously, you know, check with them. So what I'm going to do... is I'm going to send you over a quick email as well, because you are going to receive a text message in a moment, Lee. It'll just say, hi, Lee, please click here to sign the documents. We just need one document signing, Lee, and what that document does, it gives us the authority to request the information we need from the appropriate channels, so from the local authority. What it also does, Lee, is it locks you in, of course, on a no-win, no-fee agreement. So if you are unsuccessful, you will not be charged a single penny. Only on a successful claim, Lee, the solicitors take 16%, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Lee, in regards to the claim, of course, there are three ways you can proceed for a redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, whereas £2,000 is paid for by the government for advice. We can instruct those under a private agreement. With ourselves, Lee, actually, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. It would be done under a private agreement, which is just 16%. Now, like I say, the average is around £45,000, but we are going to get you back. Now, when do you think you'll be able to send the proof of addresses over there, Lee? When do you reckon that'll be?
Well, I'm at work today. I finish at 4:15, so I could send that at about 5 o'clock.
Yeah, perfect. So what I'll do, Lee, you are still using the email, LEIGHZY32.
Yes,
perfect. What I'll do in a moment, then I'll send you an email over, but in the next couple of minutes anyway, you are going to receive a link anyway to sign. So let's just try and get that sent over while I'm on the phone for you. So let me just find out when it was using care. So 13 years from 1979 to 1992. So 1992 to 1995. Just finished up the form. You see we've got those details in. So it's on there for you. What was it saving? Yep, system seems to be taking a long time. So, Lee, what I'll do is I'll get that sent over to you in a moment. Like I say, if you have any issues with it, just give me a quick call back and let me know. But it should be there for you in a moment. What I'll do as well, Lee, is I'll give you a call back around 5-ish, just to see how you're getting on with the documents, okay?
Right, no bother.
Perfect. If you do need me in the meantime, Lee, like I say, I'm going to send you an email over anyway. So just send me a quick email over and I'll be able to assist you with it, okay?
Right, no bother. Thank you so much.
Perfect. No, we have a lovely day. I'll speak to you later. Okay, my love.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers, Lee. Bye-bye.